How can utilizing your team take the pressure off creating a great podcast?
Communication Generation. Get your ideas into ears.
Hello, I'm Steve Randall, founder of Communication Generation. From self-employed coaches and consultants to multinational companies, creating content is now part of running a successful business. Whether you're posting regularly on social media, blogging, podcasting, or making videos, you'll know that content marketing can be a monster that needs constant feeding. In the early days, it was entirely down to the business owner or marketing people to handle content creation. But this is not only a burden for those creators, but can also feel a bit staged and as if the view from the top is all that matters. Then came user-generated content, or UGC, where brands would encourage their audience to create content that the business would then share. Now, this typically works best for the biggest brands, especially when they're offering an incentive. But there's another potential source of content creation that has perhaps been overlooked, but it is growing in popularity, and that's employee-generated content, or EGC. And podcasting could be the perfect medium to kick this off. In this age of values-driven consumers and the quest for truth, this can be a great strategy. As the title suggests, employee-generated content is created by your team, not because they're paid content creators or part of your marketing team, but because they want to create it. The motivation will vary, but often it includes wanting to share their knowledge and build their own status as an expert. Now, this might sound scary. Won't that give individuals a chance to become bigger than the business? How can you be in control of your brand if you allow this? There are risks, but that's business. And with any risk, managing it is the key. Start your employee-generated content efforts by identifying those key members of your team that you believe can provide genuine value to your audience and will be great brand advocates. Set some guidelines, including the type of content you'd like them to create and where it should be shared. So how does podcasting fit in? Well, all the usual media options could be utilized in employee-generated content, but as podcasting is my particular focus, let me explain how it could be the perfect platform. Individual employee podcasts could work well, especially if you have several areas of expertise within the business. Each expert could create episodes to a regular schedule, and these could be shared in a single podcast channel for your business. Alternatively, you could produce regular podcast episodes and invite several members of your team to contribute. This may provide the broadest representation of your business and also means that each employee need only record a short piece to include. If you already have employees blogging on your behalf, then repurposing those articles to a podcast is another outlet. To be clear, the purpose of employee-generated content is to provide authentic boots-on-the-ground content. It should be about sharing knowledge, brand values, and human experiences. Podcasting is one of the best ways to do this. And if you'd like to find out more about how it could work for your business, then get in contact and let's talk. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again soon with more tips to help you get your ideas into ears.
Powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.